This afternoon we're going to think about the Psalm 99. Let us read the words of this psalm together. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, even though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. In many respects, we need the message of the Psalms today more than ever. At the very least, the message that predominates the Psalm 99, which is also a feature of many of the other Psalms, this is the theme that the world needs. This is the theme that Western society needs. This is the theme that France and Paris need today. We have been reeling with shock. The dreadful atrocity of last Friday on the streets of Paris. 129 people murdered in cold blood. And not only the people of Paris, but we think of those who suffered in that dreadful bomb attack on the Russian aeroplane, and all those people who died as well, and that many others that are suffering as a result of man's dreadful inhumanity. And it is inhumanity under the pretext of religion. Religion is used as the reason for these dreadful atrocities. That is the excuse that is used. We live in a fearful world. No one really knows where Islamic State is going. What will be the outcome of it all? There are new words have sprung into our language, words that we were not accustomed to before. One of the words is radicalization. So many Muslim young people have been radicalized, brainwashed, we could say, but yet they have been inspired to do dreadful things, even at the expense of their own lives. The other word that has sprang up is the caliphate. This new state that has been formed, straddling Syria and Iraq, something that Muslim people have longed for, to have a caliph, and now there is a caliph, and now there is a caliphate established once again, something that has not been done since the 1920s. Where will all of this lead? We hear of wars and rumours of wars. There is talk of alliances where we never saw alliances before. Russia, America, the NATO countries coming together. What is going to happen? We do not know what the future will hold, and there is much uncertainty. And yes, we need the words of the psalm, because where is God in the midst of all this? And yet we are told in the Psalm 99 verse 1, the Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. God is in control. And when I say God, I don't mean Allah, for Allah is not the God of Christianity. Allah is not the God of the Bible. He is a false God. Muhammad is not the prophet of scriptures. He is a false prophet. There is only one God that we recognize, and that is the God of the Old and New Testaments. And we are told something about this God here. And there is only one prophet we recognize in this New Testament age, and that is Christ, our great prophet, our priest, and our king. And so we follow him. And we must remember that he is in control. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Let's think about this. God is reigning. What kind of a king is God? The one who presides over this world. The one who will deal with wicked men. The one who is constantly in charge. The Lord reigneth. Well, there is a word that is used in this psalm to describe God. It is used 3 times. There's 3 sections to this psalm. Each of them ends with the words, "It is holy," or "He is holy." Verse 3, "The Lord's name is holy." Verse 5, "The Lord himself is holy." And verse 9, "The Lord our God is holy." God is holy. The Lord reigneth. His reign is a holy reign. What does the holiness of God mean? It means that he is majestic. He is majestic. No one has majesty like him. It also means that he is righteous. He is absolutely pure in all of his ways. It also means that he is just, that he will deal with sinful men. And where the perpetrators of dreadful crimes are concerned, the Lord will deal with them, and they will have to give an account for this dreadful sin of murder. Thou shalt not kill. The Lord is a holy God, and we need to fear God today. And that is what is wrong with our world. And that is what is wrong with this secularistic Western society in which we live. We're only talking about Britain and Ireland and France. We're talking about the countries of the West. There is a forgetfulness of God. There is an abandoning of God. And we need to fear God. We need to recognize that God will deal with sin, not just the sins of these Islamic terrorists, but he will deal with the sins of our nation, sins of adultery, sins of stealing, sins of deceitfulness. These dreadful sins that preoccupy the hearts and souls of men and women, the idols that men have raised up, idols of materialism, idols of sport, idols of man's own fashioning, an abandoning of God. There is a holy God who looks upon all of this, a holy and a just God who will deal with us on account of our sins. And therefore in the verse 1 we read, "The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble." We need to tremble before God. We need to be moved before God. We need to tremble before a holy God. There's little of that today. Men and women do as they please, they say as they please. They act as if God neither sees nor cares. And in their hearts they believe he's not there. Perhaps you're thinking like this. We need to tremble before the great and terrible name of God. And yet there is hope for us. There is hope for this world. In this psalm we read about people who prayed. We read about Moses and Aaron and Samuel. We are told that they called upon the Lord and he answered them. We are told that he spake unto them. We are told that God forgave them. And we need the forgiveness of this holy and dreadful God. And yet God is one that forgives our sin. And when we call upon his name, we will know his forgiveness. Have you experienced the forgiveness of God today? Why do we need to be forgiven by God? Because we have wronged God. Sin wrongs God. Sin offends God. The law is his law, his holy law. We break that law. We need to be forgiven by him. How can we be forgiven? By coming to him and calling upon his name and seeking repentance. That is the only way. And there is a way by which we can be forgiven today, and that is through faith in Christ alone. Have you put your faith in Christ, who loved you and gave himself for you? Have you trusted him? Oh, come and bow the knee. In an uncertain and unpredictable world, there's only one place safe of refuge, and that is in the shadow of God's hand. He is the rock of ages. He's the shelter in a time of storm. This holy God is gracious to those that fear him, who turn to him. Therefore the psalm ends, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Will you come and worship God today with me and pray to him? Bow your knee and say, "I confess my sin. I need you in my life. I want the peace of God." Trust Christ alone for this. I thank you so much for listening.